Hey, it's Kirsten. Do you feel like you're spending way too much money on supplements? When I started out on my health journey, I was also shocked about how expensive high-quality supplements were, especially as I was upping how many I was taking. That's why when I became a practitioner back in 2018, I started offering my clients a way to save up to 25% off many of their supplements through a company called Wellevate, which is spelled Wellevate. Through Wellevate, you can order many of the supplements that you're already taking, like Pure Encapsulations, Gaia Herbs, Enzymedica, and others at discounts of up to 25% off retail. And shipping is free for orders over $49 within the United States. The only way to buy supplements through Wellevate is through a practitioner, and I will earn a small commission at no additional cost to you while you're saving money. So if you want to start saving upwards of 25% off your supplement bill, go to the resources page on my website at carefullyhealing.com/resources and go to the Wellevate section. You don't have to be a client, just set up your account and start saving. I'm Kirsten Ramstrom, former Wall Street analyst turned holistic health warrior. In 2015, I suffered from chronic allergies, lifelong back pain, and fatigue and brain fog that were so bad that I feared I had a brain tumor. Then I found the first medical medium book, and I quickly recovered from these symptoms plus many others. Fast forward through all of my trial and error and hard lessons learned, and now I'm using all of that knowledge and experience to support people just like you as you heal. I created the Quest for Healing podcast to give you clarity on what a health journey really looks like, guidance to get you through challenges that you may come up against, and support and inspiration here whenever you need it. So if you're looking to take control of your health so that you can move forward with your life, you're in the right place. Welcome to episode 95. I am so excited to be back here with you. Earlier this year, my life got really busy, and as a result, I had to make some changes, which unfortunately led to not being able to publish any new episodes for the last few months. Much of what was driving this was the difficult decision that I made to pivot away from health coaching, and I started a new full-time job. So as I've been getting up to speed on this new position and working with lots of wonderful new people, it has been time consuming. And so while this made it difficult to publish new episodes for you, I was still meeting and connecting with many wonderful folks from our community who've been doing some amazing healing. I have quite a few episodes already taped for you, and now that summer is here and work has slowed down a little bit, I'm back to bring more of these great healing stories to you. So from here, the episodes may come in batches, but know that I'm always here looking for what may be inspirational or valuable to you during your health journey. I also wanted to thank all of you who reached out to check in to see if everything was okay with me. I realized I dropped off really quickly, which was never my intent, but as I was trying to keep all the balls in the air and protect my adrenals at the same time, it just was what it was. So thank you for thinking of me, and it was so great to hear from all of you. So before we get started, I have six or so episodes in the hopper right now for you, and I'll put these out every other Wednesday for the next few months, and once the fall comes, I'll keep you posted on how the schedule looks. And if you're ever looking for more inspiration, keep in mind there are almost 100 episodes here now. So with all of that, now let's talk about the episode that I have for you today. My guest is Nivedita Vermudi. Her health story involved a wide variety of gut issues, pancreatitis, anxiety and depression, debilitating sciatica, and UTIs, among other symptoms. She had fallen into all of the trendy traps, as so many of us do when we're looking for answers, including fermented foods, eating a high-fat diet, fasting, and trying a myriad of medications and medical treatments, all while getting sicker, not better. Once she found Medical Medium, her journey still faced some challenges. Nivi is from India, and she had never even seen fresh celery because it's not common where she lives, and raw greens were not readily available either. And she does reveal how she overcame these challenges, as well as many others. We'll talk through the trial and error that she went through, layering on another modality while following medical medium, getting more aggressive with her protocol, and seeing detox symptoms and how she worked through them and around them, and why staying hydrated is so incredibly important. And please stay tuned until the end, because this is where we talk about how the angels helped her find inspiration and solutions when she was running into roadblocks along the way. So if you've been dealing with health issues like severe gut pain, sciatica, anxiety, or chronic UTIs, or if you're having trouble finding what you need for your protocol, this very special episode is just for you. As always, these discussions are not intended to provide medical advice, but rather to give you examples of methods, modalities, and strategies that you may find interesting, informative, or helpful. Please work with your doctor as you undertake your own health journey. And so with that, let's dive right in. Nivi, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I am so happy that we got to connect doing this.
Thank you so much, Kristen, for having me. This was a dream come true for me. I really wanted to be in this podcast, you know, once I've healed. So I'm so glad, you know, to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad. It's so nice because recently I've had some folks who have listened to a lot of the podcast who have asked to come on the podcast. And it's so wonderful connecting with people. And I'm so glad you've been a fan. So I'm thrilled that we're here.
Yes, thank you.
So why don't you take us back and tell us about where your health journey started?
Yes. So my health journey started, you know, since the time I was born itself. Like, I was this extremely colicky child, you know, who would be awake from 12 to 6 a.m. with constant cries and pain. And from then on, you know, I always had diarrhea, constipation, worms. So, you know, I was always on various different kinds of medications, be it antibiotics or antihistamines. So that cycle would go on. We come from a conventional medicine background. So it was very normal for us, you know, to have all those. And the other thing which I would like to mention here is, you know, I grew up in a very fear-mongering environment. So, you know, I had a lot of PTSD issues. So I was always on survival mode. Like, you know, I always wanted to be safe more than thriving. So I believe, you know, since childhood, like, my adrenals were always on that fight and flight mode. So that is like a key point over here. And from then on, you know, the life went on. I joined college. And the next step that happened is I started having very painful periods. It was like really, really painful. And they said that, you know, it's genetic because your mom had it. So you also have it, you know, just take painkillers. So that went on. And then in the college, I had pneumonia, severe strep issues and constipation. And then, you know, I joined dentistry, and over there I had multiple more issues with the gut. So, you know, since I'd stayed outside home in hostel because of the food, I've had like food poisoning episodes. So I went to the gastroenterologist and they did the endoscopy and they said, this is irritable bowel syndrome. And they gave me probiotics, antacids. And again, life went on. You know, I had gut issues, but I was like, it's okay. You know, you just take medications, you move on. And throughout this time, you know, I've had very stressful kind of living because I let people take advantage over me wherever I went because I felt that was the norm. My brain was wired that way. So I would just allow them to do that. And so I was constantly in fight and flight mode. The things went on. And, you know, while I was, I think, 23, the room where I stayed, it had mold. And, you know, I had severe migraine, eczema, you know, gut issues. That's when, you know, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia for the first time. You know, I couldn't work with the right hand. I'm a dentist. I need to work on patients. But, you know, there was no strength. So that was the first time it was diagnosed. But again, you know, the life went on. You know, I was under constant stress all the time, either with the disease or with some mental health issues. Then finally, you know, the marriage happened and we moved to Dubai. So I lived there for 7 years. And, you know, I joined a workplace where, again, I allowed people to ride over me. Like, it was a constant cycle that was going on. And there I contracted H. pylori infections, like, thrice. And it was very bad. Yes. So, I went to naturopathy sessions to detoxify myself because I was not getting pregnant as well. And after all of that, I finally get pregnant. And during pregnancy is when I developed sciatica pain. Like, this was a new factor that came up. And the gynecologist, they said, it's okay. You know, it will all go off once the childbirth happens. And I was like, fine. So once the childbirth happened, the story took a whole new dimension. Like, what happened was, you know, my child, he himself had a couple of issues, which I know now was toxic heavy metals and baby liver. But back then, we didn't know anything. It was severe acid reflux, vomiting, sleeplessness, terrible social anxiety, worm issues, and severe anemia. Like, you know, I literally struggled for a whole 2 years. I did not sleep at all. He couldn't sleep straight on bed. We had to keep holding him like this on an inclined plane. So, you know, it was bad. He did not sleep. I did not sleep. So I was like literally running on adrenals. So, you know, even slightest sound, I would wake up like, you know, in a jerk. So that became another norm for me, you know, being on that constant fight and flight mode. But the thing was, you know, since my son had all these gut issues, through the Google research, I quit eating dairy, gluten, nuts, lentils, because he would have severe reflux. But unfortunately, there were no fruits or leafy greens. It was just rice and cooked vegetables. So he felt a little better, but yeah.
So in Dubai, you had a hard time getting fresh fruits and vegetables?
No, I had. We had source for fresh fruits and vegetables. But, you know, I was not knowledgeable enough back then that I need to have a lot of fruits and leafy greens like how I have now. It was a lot of, you know, cooked foods, like just some cooked vegetable and lots of rice. So, you know, that's all, nothing else. And lots of coconuts. So, yeah, that's how it went. And my son was a little better. And back then, you know, I observe it now that I did not have all that pain issues like sciatica and all of that because of this slight modification in the diet. The painful periods also had come down. But then once my son reached 10th month mark, you know, I was like, I'm so done with this dieting. He's grown up. I'm going to get back all the foods. So, you know, I got all the foods and I binge ate like crazy because I didn't eat all those things. Like, I love cake, pastries and all of that. I ate everything. And that's when the symptoms began. Like, you know, it started off with acne and eczema patches. It was very bad. And my sciatica pain came back. Like, it was too bad. Like, you know, I couldn't go for walk or jog. I couldn't exercise. So I started taking physiotherapy sessions. And they said that this is how it's going to be. You know, you just need to, you know, deal with it. So I'm like, okay, fine. And then, you know, I also started having severe anxiety, depression, and suicidal thoughts. So I was like, okay, there is something really going wrong. So I joined gym, thinking that if I work out, you know, things will get better. I'll feel happy. So I took personal training sessions and I would see that after every gym session, I'm so angry and irritated. I wouldn't know back then why, because my adrenals are already burned. And then one day I have a back injury working out and it was so bad. Like, I had to quit gym and I was literally limping every single day. The sciatica got worse. I couldn't wear shoes, socks, you know, jeans, nothing. I was just walking with slippers and some, you know, boggy track pants. So, you know, the physiotherapy sessions kept going and I was just feeling so horrible. That's when, you know, the gut issues began. Like, all of a sudden, I'm getting this bloating and gastritis. So I went for a checkup. They did all possible blood tests and they told me you have PCOD, you're pre-diabetic, you have thyroid. So they put me on a lot of medications and I was like, okay, that's it. I need to take care of my health. I need to do something. And, you know, I understood that, you know, gut is the root cause. Like, you need to heal your gut. So only then you will get better. So in the name of healing gut, I got lots of fermented foods into my diet. Like, I literally started making my own kombucha, kefir, yogurt, everything from scratch. I did it on my own and I was so proud of myself, you know, that I'm doing all of this. And I take this every single day. All of a sudden, I noticed that I'm not able to have the quantity of food in, you know, the same way like how I would have on daily basis, I had to cut down the quantity. And at the same time, I have kind of mushy, loose bowel movements. So I'm kind of confused. And later I realized that probably these fermented foods are acting a little too much on me. So then I go back to researching and I see that you need to do high fats to overcome PCOS and, you know, insulin resistance. So I'm like, okay, let's get the good fats in. Thank God I did not do the black coffee trend because, you know, I already had gastritis. But then I was like, let me do ghee first. So, you know, I had ghee and I started developing reflux, acid reflux. Then I was like, okay, quit the ghee, do the coconut oil, you know, drink lots of coconut oil first thing in the morning. And I did that and I was not feeling good. But I was like, there's no other option. This is the only way to cleanse your gut.
Well, and that's the problem, right? Everybody tells us that it's all these, and Anthony talks about it all the time, right? It's all these hip and trendy things that people keep trying. And it's like, it's making it worse. It's making it worse. How frustrating was that?
Oh my God. And it's like, you know, I'm just researching 24/7 and I'm not feeling any better. You know, with the increased fat intake, my periods got even worse. Like I started having blackouts and I would just fall off. And I'm like, what the hell is this? This is the ultimate solution. Like I'm supposed to deal with this, you know. Then I got more seeds. I did seed cycling. I got collagen powder. And I started having random diarrheas. I also got constipated. And then, you know, one day I was like, you know, I'm having burning sensation in my anal tract. It was too bad. I went to the surgeon and he's like, there's anal fissures from here. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm like, is it anything to do with the diet? So he said, no, this is nothing to do with the diet. You know, it's okay. It will just go away. And he gave me an ointment. And I was like, okay, fine. So meanwhile, during this time, you know, we were planning our return to India. So it was, you know, around that 2020-2021 time, the critical time. So it was quite hectic. The move was hectic. A lot of things going on. Again, you know, I was completely running on adrenals. And, you know, the sickness was going on, which I had no clue about. So we came back to India. The house, you know, the apartment which we were moving in, it had a lot of pests in it. So, you know, we got control done, not just once, twice, thrice, four times in a gap of like 2 to 3 months. And we were all there inside the house when all of this was going on. I mean, I don't even know what was running in our brains or their brains when this had happened. And, you know, by now, my issues were getting worse. Like my sciatica pain was at its worst. So I had to go to physiotherapy like every single day. Shell out so much money and I couldn't sleep at night. The nerve twitching pain was so bad. And even in the gut, I started having the same kind of pain, like, you know, some kind of reflux, some kind of burning. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I couldn't eat, you know, too much of spices. Like our Indian food has a lot of spices and flavors. I couldn't do that. I had to stop eating from restaurants. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what the hell is going on. And by then, you know, the rainy season arrived and there was mold in our place. Like whatever cabinet I opened, there was mold. And I was going crazy. My gut tissues are getting crazy. I started having UTI episodes here. Like it was coming on and off, not so bad that I need to go to a doctor. I was trying to manage things by myself. And here I'm like, eating just random supplements. You know, I'm just buying so many supplements because I don't know what to do, be it Ayurvedic, homeopathic, or, you know, anything I see, I'm like, I'll eat this, I'll get better. But nothing was working. And then I jumped into the fasting bandwagon. I'm like, now I'm going to do fasting. You know, fasting is going to heal me. But the funny part was, I'm like, when I do fasting, I'm not going to quit fats. Because if I stop fats, my hormones will get messed up. I'll lose my periods. So, you know, I started doing intermittent fasting. But after that, it would be lots of fat-based meals. That affected my adrenals like crazy. Like it was so bad, I developed brain fog. Like, and back then, I didn't know that it was brain fog. I'm like, what is this new thing now? You know, I'm not able to find words to speak. I'm not able to orient myself to the situation. Like, it was just all haywire. Then, you know, that was the time when this new medical treatment came in, and, you know, we all had to take that. So we took that, and after 3 days, all my symptoms just shoot up the sky, like so bad. The UTI became so bad that it was literally burning. The entire urinary tract through the anal tract was blood red, burning. And, you know, my gut tissues is so bad. You know, whatever food I eat, I'm like, you know, this is not comfortable. I started fearing food. Okay. I got cut down so many things. You know, I was on soups and juices and some amount of fruit, but the fat stayed in. The fat still did not go. So then I went to the gynecologist and she prescribed me, you know, antibiotics, like 3 different types of antibiotics. So she said, this looks very bad. You know, it's better you do the entire course. So I was like, okay, fine. You know, I just need to feel better. If so, let me do it. Meanwhile, I also went to a couple of gastroenterologists and they were doing all possible scans and everything looked normal. Like CT, CECT, CBCT, you name it, I did it. Endoscopy, colonoscopy. And they were like, everything looks fine. You have some anatomical abnormality. Probably that's why you have gut issues. I'm like, this abnormality is there since birth, right? But why am I having issues now? Like, what's the reason? So the tag was, again, irritable bowel syndrome, have probiotics. And by this time, Kirsten, I'm like losing weight. Like, you know, rapidly I'm losing weight, almost like 30 pounds. I had, you know, lost so much weight. And this antibiotic course is going on. And that's when suddenly, you know, by the 5th day of the antibiotic course, I have immense amount of pain in the left side of my abdominal region. You know, that's where the pancreas is situated. Like, the pain is so bad that I started fearing meal times, because whenever I would have meal, that pain would come. It's like, you know, someone is constantly stabbing you with a sharp knife, and the knife stabbing is just doesn't stop. Like, you know, I have to just go and lie down for almost like 1 hour, and then it will subside on its own. And then the pain goes away. Until the hunger comes back and it's time for next meal, the pain comes back. So I was like, again, clueless, like, what the hell is this? And I kept having antacids, you know, painkillers, the usual, whatever I do always. Still, things didn't get better. And that's when one day my sister got on a call. So she had not seen me for a long time. So she just looked at me and she was shocked. She was like, what the hell? Like, you know, how do you look like this? You look so malnourished. What is going on? And I would tell her all the symptoms before, but she didn't know the intensity until she saw me. So my face was completely sunken inside and I looked very malnourished. So she took all the history and she realized that, okay, she isn't having pain while she has juices or soups and when she doesn't have meals. And, you know, it had also happened that the UTI did not subside with oral antibiotics. So they had to give IV antibiotics because I was getting severe pain with oral antibiotics. So my sister is like, we need to do IV treatment now. And that's when she correlated that when IV antibiotics was given, I did not have any pain in the abdominal region. So she, you know, correlated that. Okay, so with IV, she isn't getting pain. With soups, there is no pain. With juices, there is no pain. So that means this is related to pancreas because with every meal, the pancreas gets stimulated to release digestive enzymes. So the juice, soup, IV medication doesn't need so much of enzyme release because it gets digested easily. So she applied her brains over there and she's like, get you tested for pancreatitis. And they did a stool test and there it came. I was like, you know, the enzymes which needs to be in the range of 150, mine was 15. So yeah, so she's like, oh my God, like what were we doing until now? And then they took me to another gastroenterologist and I described the entire symptoms and he caught it immediately. He's like, that statement of fearing the food, you know, fearing meal times is classic symptom of pancreatitis. So he's like, let's do a specific scan for the pancreas. So they did the specific endoscopic ultrasound scan for pancreas. And there it was. The pancreatic ductal opening was completely inflamed. the entire gut mucosa was inflamed. So they were like, they confirmed it, yes, that, you know, this is what was going on. And it was such a relief because I was running around like a headless chicken to so many doctors trying to get answers. And people are telling me, you're just stressed, you're just worked up, you're just anxious. And I'm like, no, please tell me what is going on. I'm not losing weight for a joke over here. And, you know, finally the diagnosis happened and they're like, let's start you on digestive enzymes. And they gave me, you know, many more medications for gut motility, antacids, nerve suppressants, you know, to treat all possible symptoms. So I was like, okay, fine, you know. And they also told me that we need to give you IV injections, you know, every now and then because you're malnourished. Your system is not able to absorb any nutrients at all. So that was the pain because literally my hands had all possible areas. It had hematoma marks because they had to keep, you know, doing the IV injections. The hematoma would come and the vitamins wouldn't pass through that IV cannula. So they had to remove it and find another vein. So, you know, this cycle was going on. I was going to work and literally I would go with an IV cannula. So we had a nurse over there. I would sit there and, you know, get IV injections, come back home and get another 2 hours of IV injections. So this cycle was going on. The digestive enzymes are going on. And the doctor said, now you can eat everything because we need to nourish you back. We need to, you know, get your weight back, eat everything. So I was like, okay, fine. Let me start eating everything again. You know, all the craving came back. I'm like, this will solve my issues. Let me eat everything. And I started eating everything. The stools were like really, really bulky and it was smelling so bitter, like bile kind of smell. And I was like, I don't know what's going on because the UTI didn't subside. It's still going on. The sciatica is still going on. Painful periods are still going on. Only the pancreas pain had subsided to some extent because of the enzymes. So that's when I resorted to functional medicine doctor. And, you know, they ran some more tests, many more blood tests, you know, mycotoxin test, gut analysis, and they, you know, gave some conclusions and they told that you need to have eggs every single day.
Oh my God.
I was like, okay. I'm like, yeah, you have to because you need eggs. You need to have omega-3. You need to have proteins. You need to have bone broth. So get all of those in and it should be organic eggs. So, you know, we went in search for all of that and I started those things. And I literally could feel like nothing is changing. I'm spending so much money over here. I don't know what the hell is going on. I'm trying all possible modalities. Nothing is working. And that's when I started researching again. And I came across this YouTube video. You know, this person mentions about medical medium, you know, how that person healed via medical medium. And I was got so curious. I watched all the videos and I was like, that's it. Go and get the books or listen to the audiobooks, like the Audible ones. So I immediately downloaded the books. So, you know, whenever I would commute to work, I started listening to his books. And that is when for the first time, I was like, oh my God, this guy is telling exactly what I'm going through. And the symptoms are same. And he's explaining the causes for that, the reasons for that. Like everything just made so much sense. And I was crying, you know, listening to the book. I was like, oh my God, like it was so good to listen to him. And, you know,
there is something magic about those books.
Yes,
because
yes, yes.
So many people say, I read that book and I saw myself in that book and I resonated and I did too. You know, yes. When I first read it, I thought this is not for me, but I'm going to read it because it looks interesting. And then it was like, Oh my God, This is absolutely me. So I love it. I love it. Thank you to Spirit because the magic that those guys did, it just pulled it all together. So it resonates with us. Yes. Thank goodness.
Yeah. And I would like to mention here that, you know, before that book came into life, I would constantly see this angelic numbers, you know, 444, 144. And I'm like, I don't know, why am I seeing this? And after that is when this medical medium books came to my life. And I read through the books. And after reading all of that, I'm like, okay, so where do I even start now? Because I'm living in a country where all the, you know, cleanses or whatever protocols he says, like I literally need to dig in and search for these things. It's not like, you know, I just go to a supermarket and there is celery just available. It's not like that. But I'm like, I'm going to work on this, whatever it takes. So, you know, after reading the books, I was like, okay, now I need to find celery. First of all, I have never seen celery in my life, ever. Like, in India, we don't use celery at all.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. So, I'm like, okay, will this even work? But, you know, I was like, let me just try this. I've tried all possible things in the world. Now, I need to search where is celery. Like, it literally took, you know, quite some days to search where is celery. I had asked few supermarket guys and they were like, what? Like, what is that? And I'm like, okay, fine. But, you know, I was still on the search. And finally, I got this guy. I asked him and he knew what it was. And he's like, we can source it. Like, he usually sources it like twice a week. But I explained him my health situation and he was very kind enough. He said, no issues. I can deliver it to your home every morning. And I was like, thank God. I was so happy.
It's amazing, by the way. I would love it if somebody delivered it to me every day. That's great.
That guy, till today, you know, we have moved our homes, but even now till today, the celery reaches home in the morning. So, you know, God
wow.
bless him.
Yeah, God bless him. He's just a little yes. angel that you found.
Yes, yes, yes. I've found many angels through this path. Let me tell you.
I bet.
You know, back then I didn't have a juicer. I had a blender. I'm like, it's okay. Let me start it slow because, you know, I had seen all that, you know, detox symptoms and all of that. So I was like, let me start it slow. I'm already in a very sensitive situation. So I started it slow. And since it was in a blender, you know, it was not in that purest form. I had added water to it and all of that. So I didn't react very bad to it. Like there was some extra bubble moments, but it was fine. It was not all that bad. So I had lemon honey water and celery juice. This was going on for some days. And then I was like, now I need to drink heavy metal detox smoothie. So, you know, I sourced spirulina and barley grass juice powder and wild blueberries from a website in India over here. Like it was difficult to find. And it is quite expensive. Like, you know, for us living in India, it's not easy. So I'm like, you know, I cannot do the entire dosage like how Anthony says, you know, 2 cups of wild blueberries. It's difficult. The wild blueberries had not arrived yet, but spirulina, I could get a source over here in India. Barley grass juice powder, I had to get it from outside. So I thought I might as well start with those 2 items, you know, start it slow. So I literally took just, you know, less than 1/4 teaspoon and I added lots of bananas, you know, all of that. I drank it and after 3rd day, I see that my system is clogged. Like my legs, there was edema, fluid retention all over. And I had swelling under my arms, like the lymph nodes got swollen. By this time, I was panicked. I'm like, what the hell is going on? I'm constipated again. I don't know what's going on. And with the swelling under my arms, I thought that that's it. You know, I have breast cancer because breast cancer is running in my family. I ran to a specialist and they did a scan. They said there's lymphadenopathy. And they told me that you need to have antibiotics again. And if I need to have antibiotics, it's IV. And I was like, I'm not going to do this again. That's when, thank God, I got the Facebook groups in MM community. I entered in there and I'm like, okay, let me search over here. I posted my question and they were so kind enough and sweet enough to answer me that this is a detoxing thing going on. Your system is so clogged. You know, it's not able to detox. They're like, you need to stop the HMDS. You know, it won't work right away. Get in more of, you know, lymph draining drinks like cucumber juice, watermelons, grape juice. So I was like, okay, fine. I need to modify the thing now. HMDS is out. All the ingredients go packed in the freezer. I'm like, we'll remove it when, you know, I'm ready for it. And that's when I started cucumber juice and watermelons. So the routine started this way. And I also had lots of grape juice and orange juice through this time. You know, the thing what I was noticing is when I started doing these juices, literally my liver is begging for more. Like it's just not ending. After one juice, I'm like, give me more. It's just asking for more and more and more glucose. And my husband is like, how can you drink so much juices at a time? Like, is it even possible? I'm like, I don't know. My body is asking for it. You know, it's so dry. My fingers are dry. Everything is swollen. My legs are swollen. Like, I'm so malnourished, but my legs are swollen over here. So as and when I did this, in 2 weeks' time, all of that subsided. Like the swelling under the arms, the swelling on the legs, everything subsided. And I was like happy. So, you know, my entire morning was like this, where it was lemon honey water, celery juice, watermelons, cucumber juice. And I had papayas and bananas for breakfast. But lunch and dinner stayed the same regular Indian foods, which had fats and proteins. You know, I was taking the digestive enzymes. So I was like, you know, I cannot quit everything all at once. I was not ready to do that. So I just stuck with this protocol. And by now, my UTI episodes completely stopped. Like, I did not need IV, you know, antibiotics. I did not need IV supplements. Like, you know, I was looking slightly better.
How long did it take before the UTI subsided?
I think 3 months into the protocol, into just this protocol, the UTI episodes completely stopped. It was like crazy. I'm like, oh, okay, so this thing works. Like, you know, it actually works.
Well, I think the really important message here is, A, it's really hard to change your entire eating plan for your entire life all at once, right? So I love the fact that you eased yourself into this, but it also means that you can still heal even if you're not doing it all.
Exactly.
And especially when you're transitioning, don't feel like it's not helping because you're not doing all the things. It's part of the process, and things get better because you are giving your body what it needs. And it's so happy. That's awesome.
Yes. And by now, my sciatica pain had subsided by 70%. So I would go for physiotherapy like every month. Now I would go like every 2 months or every 2 to 3 months, and it was not so intense. So I was like happy about it. But the other part, what I was noticing is my anxiety is getting worse. Like, I think it was the detoxing that was going on. Like, you know, all of that is coming out, and I have severe OCD issues, and it was all, you know, getting bad. And then I reached that plateau phase where I felt, you know, this is not my diet. Like, this is not how I grew up. Like, I cannot be doing this for a long time. Why not, you know, let me try some other form of treatment. And I deviated to Ayurveda homeopathy line. While I was still doing the celery juice, watermelon, that was still going on. But I wanted a faster recovery. I'm like, you know, let's just fast forward the things a little bit, you know, get something else in time. And I started the treatment. I believe, you know, those medications were actually triggering my adrenals, because all of a sudden, you know, I was feeling very high, happy. And, you know, my appetite was increasing so much. I was craving for salt so badly. So what I thought was, okay, I'm getting better. That's why I'm feeling hungry. And I started eating more fats and more proteins than my usual thing, what I did before this alternative treatment. So when I kept doing that, I felt that, you know, my bowel is getting sluggish, but I still didn't care, because the doctor is like, you know, it will get better. Don't worry, it will get better. And I was like, I'm anyways doing celery juice, watermelons, you know, it will take care of things. I don't need to worry. And then one fine day, I wake up in the morning and my bowel is completely stuck and paralyzed. Like, I literally felt like my stomach was a hard cardboard. And I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, why am I feeling this? Like, you know, no bowel movements at all. And, you know, there was so much of reflux and pain in that pancreas region. Like, even the digestive enzymes were not helping me, you know, at that point. So, you know, I had to take really high amount of sedatives to calm the pain, you know, 2 or 3 sedatives, because I was, you know, going to work as well. So, you know, I couldn't skip going to work. So I was doing that. And then I thought, okay, let me do castor oil pack. So I had that. I would do that in the initial phases. Let me do the castor oil pack. And I did that castor oil pack. First day, there was nothing. Second day, I did the castor pack and I took 2-3 doses of supplements like magnesium glycinate and so. And next day, I woke up at 2 a.m. with such intense spasm and pains. Like I had to just rush to the washroom and I started having massive, massive bowel movements because, you know, I had stimulated the intestine way too much with the castor oil pack. And it was so bad. By this time, you know, while all this was happening, I had developed piles as well. Like the anal fissures had turned into piles. Like there was a hard tissue mass in my anal tract, which would, be painful whenever I would do the bowel movements. But it had gotten better with celery juice and watermelons. Like it would not bother me. It would just be there. But with this alternative treatment, that entire mass just popped out and I was just bleeding from there. Oh. And I just didn't know what to do. Like, you know, Kristen, at this point, I just surrendered myself to God, you know. I was like, please help me. And I was literally asking for forgiveness from God for deviating from medical medium path, because at that time, I realized that I have no other option but do just medical medium. There is no other option over here. And I would literally pray to God that please get me out of this. I do not want to die because of this pancreatitis. I want to survive. I want to get out of this. And, there should be some purpose out of this, you know. I need to leave at least for my son.
I'm just so moved by what you just said. And I think it's so interesting that as you were getting inspired to try more things to help yourself heal faster, all of a sudden you've had this setback. And, you know, from what I had just said about, yes, as you're transitioning, you can heal. But yeah, when you start bringing some of these other things in, it can set you back. And it is so hard to parse through what's working and what's not working. And when you have flares and when you're having detox symptoms and, you know, it's just such a profound thing that you went through. And I'm so glad that you found that source of faith.
Yes.
To know instinctively and intuitively what you needed to get back to, because I think that's one of the spots where people get really derailed. And, you know, Anthony has talked about doing castor oil packs because it can really support your lymph. It can really support the movement of everything in your digestion. But yeah, sometimes when you go full force on some of these things, it's a lot. And so I can't even imagine that moment as you're sitting on the toilet and things are bleeding and you're like, I just don't know what to do. So, wow.
And, wow. You know, it was bad, Kristen. Like, I don't know. I cannot even explain in words that moment of, because nobody is understanding, you know, the plight that I'm going through. And, but, you know, the part is, you cannot just give up, right? You need to work through this. Like, you're already dealing with enough shit. But I need to sit and research here about what will work for me, because there's nobody going to tell this. They're only going to give more medications. I need to continue eating the normal food. You know, by now, I could literally hear my gut screaming at me that stop all of this. Just stop. That's when I'm like, okay, monocleanse it is. Quit everything. Quit the fats, proteins, grains. Quit every damn thing. And I just had ripe banana fruit. The worst part was, even this ripe banana fruit did not go down well with me. I had intense pain and I was just clueless and I got so dehydrated. I was like, okay, I need to modify the protocol. So the juices came back in, lemon honey water, celery juice, watermelons, cucumber juice, and I got in coconut water as well, because in India we get really fresh coconut water. So, you know, it's very nice. Like, we don't need to see whether it turned pink or blue or red. No, it's very fresh coconut water that we get here. So I started doing that and it was going fine. But, you know, I was getting drained because there are no calories here, right? It's just juices. And I'm still going to work. I have to come back and do all the chores. So I was, you know, praying to angels that please, please help me here. You know, I need to find some alternative. And that's when it suddenly struck me that in India, we get this small variety banana called elaichi banana. It struck to me that I can steam them and have. I mean, this is not written anywhere. It just struck me that steaming the bananas can be an option. And I was so scared to try it. So I steamed the bananas and, you know, I had it. When I had it, oh my God, the instant glucose supply that I got to my brain and liver, you know, I just woke up. I'm like, oh, I feel like, you know, there's some life to me. And that steamed bananas is so slimy and, you know, that mucusy. I think I could feel it coating through all that inflamed intestinal tract, the gut lining. I could literally feel it moving and it felt good. So I was like, okay, you know, this is nice. Maybe I should do this. So meanwhile, you know, during this while, I could see that I don't need as high dosage of digestive enzymes like how I used to have like really high dosages of enzymes. So this is when, you know, I went back to my gastroenterologist and I told him that, you know, this is what I'm going through. And he told me that, you know, we need to run some more tests. We need to see if there are more complications because this is not good. You know, we'll put you on more medications. And I really requested him that, you know, no, yeah, you know, please trust me on this. Like, I will not completely stop the enzymes, but, you know, let's just try to reduce it because this is all the food I'm having. The steamed bananas and juices, I don't need high doses. So, you know, he agreed to work on that. So, you know, we had a mutual consent over there. And that's how the dosages came down. And I quit the antacids. Like, you know, I told him that I'm fine without that. So, you know, the initial thing was without the antacids, the digestive enzymes won't work. But at this time, we tried that and it worked because, you know, it was only healing foods that was going on. And by the third day of eating just the steamed bananas and juices, I had my first bowel movement. Like after that 4 days of paralyzed stomach. And this time, this bowel movement did not feel as bad as how it was while I did the castor oil pack. You know, it felt fine. Like, you know, I was like, okay, this is going fine. And the bowel movements went on. Like that day I had like 5 or 6 bowel movements. And that's when I felt that I do not need the medication for gut motility as well. Again, I spoke to the doctor. I told him, I don't need a medication just for the peristaltic movement. Like as it is, it was not happening. Everything was just stuck. So he's like, okay, let's work through that as well. And then, you know, I could stop that. And the steamed bananas continued. And the 5th day, I felt very light. I was like, I could literally feel the stomach telling me, like, thank you so much. You know, we really needed this break. Thank you for this. And then I got the intuition that I think I can do the heavy metal detox smoothie. Like, you know, I got that intuition and I got it in. I had my first bottle, like maybe like 8 ounces or so, like really less, not much. I could see that I was feeling so good drinking it. Like it didn't feel all that cloggy and nothing happened. In fact, the bowel movements kept going. And that's when I thought that, okay, let me increase the quantity of HMBS. And I increased the quantity, like almost like 24 ounces. I made it so big. But still, you know, the spirulina, barley grass, wild blueberry, the quantity was still less. It was not the full dosage like how Anthony says. There were a lot of bananas. That's how I increased the quantity. But it was there. The spirulina, barley grass was all was there. And I noticed that when I increased the dosage, I again got dehydrated. Like I could feel that some amount of clogging there. And that's when I realized that I need a lymph draining drink every 2 hours. I need to get that for the system to keep moving. Like I figured that out. So what I did was morning it was lemon honey water, celery juice, cucumber juice, watermelons, banana papaya, you know, breakfast. That banana papaya breakfast, I quit it and I got HMBS in. I did the first bottle of HMBS. Then I did coconut water. So that coconut water would allow the things to move easily. And then would come the second bottle of HMB. So there I stopped feeling so dehydrated. Like,
think this is such an important point that you bring up, because as our bodies are detoxing and all the gunk's coming out, right? It's stirred up in our body and we need that hydration to yes. flush it out. It's mm-hmm. so important. And so if we don't have enough of that hydration, that dehydration takes over, that feeling takes over, because our bodies are using all the hydration to get that out. And so I think that's such a great point that you make. And I hope that's going to be helpful for people as they're listening to this, because it's one of the reasons why Anthony talks about hydration so much. And I think your approach to this is right on the money. And I think the sort of the trial and error that you went through to get there, right? That what a great lesson learned.
Yeah. So after the second bottle of HMBS, I continued doing the steamed bananas. That kept going on. And, you know, that's when I realized that I need something else, you know, in the afternoon and evening, you know, to move the limb. And that's when I got the herbal teas. I got the dandelion, burdock root, nettle, lemon balm. I got all of those. So I carried these teas to my workplace. So, you know, after the steamed bananas, I would have these teas and things kept moving. But then, you know, as things progressed, I noticed that by evening, I would be so, lack of energy. There would be that sluggishness, severe brain fog. And I knew that I need something more strong for my liver. It's asking for it. I could sense that. And I cannot get asparagus or Brussels sprouts or lots of raw leafy greens. We don't get that here, like at least in the place that I live. So what am I supposed to do? Again, I was asking for guidance from angels. So, you know, I forgot to mention a point here that, you know, I used to do amla and raw ginger. Like we get really fresh amlas and fresh ginger over here. Like how Anthony says amla berry powder, right? We get the fresh amla fruit over here. So I did that every single day, because that really helps in rejuvenating the bile production. So I was like, instead of sourcing the amla berry powder, let me get the amla food. You know, let me do that.
That's awesome. I have the powder, but I'd never really thought about what the food was because I've never seen it.
Yeah, we get that fresh fruit here. So I was like, let me modify it. Yeah, so I would do that, but I needed something more. So that is when, you know, I was constantly listening to your podcast and Medical Medium podcast, like every single day, dreaming that you can do this, you can do this, you know, it's all going to be fine. And in one of your podcasts, one of your guests mentioned about frozen cane juice, like she sourced it from a practitioner. I'm like, okay, is this the sugar cane juice? Because we get that sugar cane juice fresh, cold pressed over here. And we have it over here whenever there is a liver issue or jaundice. You know, people get jaundice. It is advised to consume fresh sugarcane juice. So I'm like, oh my God, like I can do that. And it is so cheap over here. It is like really not expensive. You know, it's there everywhere. And let's do it. Let's do this in the evening. So, you know, let's get that in the evening routine. And they juice that with fresh lemon and ginger. So it's like a perfect concoction. That sugarcane juice is like filled with mineral salts and natural sugars. I drank the first juice and it felt so surreal. Oh my God, it's like, you know, a battery recharger. It's like I got all my energy back. And I was like, when was all of this, you know? I didn't know all of this. Like, so beautifully, I was getting guided through the path one after the other. And none of this is mentioned in the books, right? But I still kept reading the books, listening to the podcast, because that information, the concept over there, helped me guide through, you know, to the modified protocols that I can do and source from here in this country. So people say that, no, you know, you cannot do all of those things. So just keep the book aside. But, you know, trust the information, trust the concept. The universe will guide you through the information to get the things what is available over here, right? So that's how the sugarcane juice came into my life. I did, till today, I have that 2 glasses of sugarcane juice every day evening, okay? So that sugarcane juice took the healing to the next level. The celery juice was doing its miracles in the morning. I could not do the celery juice in the evening. So that's where the sugarcane juice came into play. And I started having, you know, that liver pulling pain, you know, that intense detox reaction. constant pain. And I thought, okay, I'm having some issue in my gallbladder. Let me run for a scan. And I ran for a scan. And as usual, they're like, everything is normal. There is no issues. You know, that's when I was like, tata, bye-bye. I'm like, I'm not coming back here. And meanwhile, my family were like, no, you know, you need to go through some genetic tests, autoimmune tests. Like, this is not happening. Because by now, you know, with that homeopathy and all of that treatment, I had lost 11 more pounds. So they were really, really worried. So this time I was like, leave me alone. Give me that space. I trust this information completely. I'm ready to bear the consequences, but leave me alone in this journey. I trust this. So, you know, that liver pulling pain, it started.
So for anybody who's unfamiliar with this, there, I've heard this anecdotally from many people over the years that sometimes as your liver is detoxing, people can feel it and they get some associated pain with it. Now, I think your instinct to go to the doctor and have a scan is a good one because, of course, you wouldn't want to get confused, right? These are things that are sort of hard to identify, but this is something that people have mentioned over time, that they do feel it coming out. So it is an option. But whenever we're having, especially if it's a severe pain, it's good to get it checked out. It could be something else. It's always good to know, you know, there could be gallstones. There could be all kinds of weird stuff that you don't want to let go. But it's one of the reasons why going to the doctor can be really helpful because it can help rule out worse things.
Yes. Yes, that is the reason I went, because I had this doubt, what if I have developed gallstone? So I mentioned that to them as well. So they were like, okay, fine, let's do a check. And everything was fine. And they were like, no, it's okay. So, you know, I was safe. Let me continue the medical medium journey, okay, which no one is understanding. It's okay. You know, I have my podcast to help me through this. Yeah. So, you know, I continued and I had massive bowel movements, like massive ones. And that is when, you know, after 2 days, I see my tongue is completely black.
Yes.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
Mine turned black until last year. I love that.
Yes. And I was like, oh my God, I got this. Like, you know, this has finally happened. And I started clicking pictures from all possible angles.
So for anybody who doesn't know, when you're detoxing lots of heavy metals, your tongue can turn black. And Anthony has talked about this. Last spring, he was doing a bunch of like email, like quick little email videos. And he talks about that in one of the ones from May of 2022. Yes, your tongue can turn black when you're pulling out lots of metals. And that's a good sign. So that's amazing.
I was so thrilled and I was so happy. And I'm like, finally, you know, this is working. Like, you know, whatever said and done, this is working. And that is when I realized that I'm ready to quit the digestive enzymes. Like, you know, I can do this. And again, I spoke to the doctor and, you know, he was a little confused, but he saw that, okay, I'm not getting any infections. You know, there's nothing bad going on. Okay, let's fine. You know, let's do this. And I did it. It was not easy this time because, you know, until now, my pancreas was not getting stimulated because the enzymes would take over and do the digestive process. When I stopped it, you know, the first day when I had the celery juice, steamed bananas, oh my God, I could literally feel it passing through. Like if you have multiple stab wounds and you're just scratching through it, how do you feel? So it was like that. And it was not so bad that I needed to take sedatives because these foods were all healing, right? But the discomfort was there. And I had to speak myself through this so much. You know, I would get tempted to just take that enzyme, take that sedative, you know, just have it. You know, why do you want to suffer? But then I was like, no, you can go through this. You have come all the way till here. Just go through it. Again, your podcast came into help so deeply. I would keep listening to it, keep listening to Medical Medium podcast. I would recite prayers, listen to music. Full 3 days I had that pain. And, you know, Thankfully, the work environment was less hectic and I could pull through that. By the time it was fifth day, the pain subsided completely. Like, you know, the fifth, sixth day, I'm drinking juice, having the food. I'm like, oh, wow, like this feels smooth. Like, you know, there is no pain. Like, it was not so bad. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, okay, so the next milestone is achieved, you know. I've reached here as well. I cannot tell you, Kristen, I was so thrilled that day. I'm like, I did it, you know, I quit the enzymes, I quit the antacids. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you know, the doctors had predicted that I would have to stay on enzymes for many years. I would have to go on insulin injections because I would get diabetic. I would get obese. Like, there were so many discussions going on. And I was so determined that I am going to get out of this. I don't care what it takes. I have to get out of this. And there I reached to this, you know, path where I didn't need enzymes. And that is when I got the intuition that I think I'm ready for the steamed potatoes, you know. Let's try that. Like, you know, I was so tempted to try it. And I did the steamed potatoes. You know, the aroma of the steamed potatoes was so good. You know, I never had steamed potatoes in my life. It was always with some fats and curries and masalas, you know, all of that. We are not used to having steamed potatoes. So I was like, I don't know how it's going to taste, but it was so wonderful because, you know, all these days I couldn't eat anything, right? It was just juices and steamed bananas. So even if there was no salt, no spices, the vegetable in itself tasted so delicious because, you know, everything was just so clean inside me. I could relish the taste of steamed potatoes and it was amazing. That, you know, after steamed potatoes, it was a little uncomfortable for a while, but still my body got through it. Like, you know, that obstacle and we still went through that. And then the last phase came in where, you know, after a couple of days, I started craving for so much salts. Like, by this time, I was salt-free, fat-free, grain-free, no dairy, no gluten, no eggs, like the cleanest way possible. And I was craving a lot of salts. And that's when I knew that my liver is asking for more mineral salts. I need raw leafy greens at any cost.
Kudos for you for recognizing that it was the mineral salts that your body wanted and not something else.
Exactly. Yes. Because by now, I was so focused into medical medium. I'm like, mineral salts is required over here. I was doing spinach and coriander leaves in the morning. And I was doing lettuce, but nothing more than that. We were not getting anything else over here. We would always say cooked leafy greens, not raw leafy greens. So again, I started asking angels. I'm like, you know, I don't know. Maybe there is a way. I was like, maybe I should plant my own, you know, fruits and all of that. But I was not in a state to do that. So 1 month passed by and one fine day, I get a message in my community group that there is this group, you know, software engineer people who have quit their jobs and they're growing raw leafy greens over here and they want to come to give sample. And I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, is this even true? So I called them and I asked, okay, what do you grow? So, you know, here in India, not many people use raw leafy greens. So they got into the mode of explaining me everything. They're like, you know, kale does this, arugula does this. I'm like, cut everything. I know it. Just come over, you know, come over. And they got me, you know, kale, arugula, baby spinach, lots of varieties of microgreens. And I was like, they're like, okay, ma'am, you know, you can just try one at a time. And I told them, I want everything. Like, get them all in.
Bring it on.
Yes. And they went on like, oh, you have a lot of awareness about this. I'm like, yes. And they started suggesting me recipes. I said, I don't want anything. I'm going to eat this raw, you know, just plain raw. So with, you know, lemon on it. So they were very happy to cater to my needs. So till today, they come to my doorstep every Thursday morning, 6 a.m. to give these leafy greens. Yeah.
Wow. So you have celery that shows up on your doorstep daily and you have leafy greens that show up once a week on your doorstep. Oh my God. I'm so jealous. That's awesome. Yeah.
So that's how I got the raw leafy greens. And I'll tell you, Kristen, like it's been so amazing since then. Like, the progress has just been going on. And I got so many messages from angels in different forms. You know, I would see billboards, people with t-shirts, constantly with the message that, you know, never give up. You are not alone. We understand your world. Like, I could literally see these messages. I don't see them so often now. Now, you know, I see other messages because now I'm thinking, like, you know, I want to spread this information. I want to educate people. So now I see the messages like, perform big, inspirational living, you know, achieve your dreams one step at a time. You know, small changes, big miracles. I see all of this pop up in email. Like, these are the messages from angels, which I would never notice before. Like, 2 years back, my mind was so clouded. I lost the trust in God, spirituality. But once I started cleansing, my intuition power became so strong that it was pure intuition and angels' guidance that I reached all the way till here. I could modify my protocol, which was not even mentioned in the books. But, you know, how I took the information and I trusted that information like to and fro. Like, I didn't want to change anything over here. So, you know, since then, I have only progressed. Like, I don't need digestive enzymes anymore. My sciatica pain is gone. Acid reflux is gone. The periods are so much more better now. I still have to heal my anxiety, OCD, and sleep issues. Like, that is still an issue. I get viral flares sometimes. And now I know that this is a flare. During that, you know, flu or flare, I get all the symptoms back. Sciatica comes back. Strep issues, like a lot of mucus coming up. But it all goes away. Like, nothing stays forever. Like, 3 days, 4 days, I do all the supplements, I do the protocol, I get in healing broth. Like, the kitchen is filled with medical medium recipes. This is not common over here in India, Kristen. Like, nobody does this, okay? So they'll just be puzzled. They're like, so many leafy greens and fruits and soups and juices. And like, you know, how to even live on this? And but it's so good, you know, at my workplace, the way how I live, it has influenced my colleagues. You know, they've started getting fruits for their snacks rather than getting processed foods.
That's awesome, right? It's the ripple effect. It's exactly what happens, right? Like, you make the changes for yourself and you don't even have to say it to anybody else and they pick up on it. I saw that in my office as well, because people would always come in and be like, you have a lot of smoothies in here. And I'm like, I eat lots of fruit, drink lots of smoothies, I eat lots of salads. That is amazing. So what are the kinds of things that you're eating for dinner now?
Yeah. So my dinner is filled with potatoes and sweet potatoes. And, you know, sometimes I get in some other vegetables like cauliflower or broccoli, bell peppers. You know, initially I could only do steamed potatoes. And I got another element in with that. That is, we get a lot of raw papayas here, like really nice raw papayas. So what I did was, I grated the papaya in food processor and I steamed it. That goes really, really well with steamed potatoes. Like, the sweetish tart taste of papayas and the earthy taste of potatoes goes very well. So that was my dinner for many weeks. That was it. Then, you know, eventually I could get in sweet potatoes. And when I started sweet potatoes, my brain was craving for it so badly. Like, I think Anthony mentions, like, people who have PTSD issues, sweet potato is a blessing, you know. So I would eat that and, you know, it was so good. So sweet potatoes came in, And now it's a regular, like, you know, I bake them. Like, if you see my Instagram, it's filled with recipes. Like, I tell you, Kristen, after I started this, the creative energy improved so much. I was so clueless in the beginning. Now I'm like, I keep thinking about recipes, and only in medical medium way, there is no foods. Like, I don't even think in that direction. Maybe a little bit of fat, little bit of this. No. How can I do without any of that? And I just keep doing it. I keep posting recipes. You know, I've come a long, long way, like really long way. I, you know, there was a point after my son was born, I was like, I need to live a pain-free, disease-free life. I want to feel healthy. I want to feel happy, but I don't know how. I tried all possible trends. And, you know, the irony is, I wanted to be a medical doctor. You know, I wanted to learn everything about the body and brain because I was always in a disease mode. But unfortunately, you know, due to circumstances, I couldn't get into medical school. I entered dentistry. Little did I know that, you know, due to my own roller coaster journey, you know, in my health, I will get to learn about my own body and brain in such a deep, profound way through medical medium. I mean, it's unbelievable, okay? So I'm so, so, so grateful to Anthony and medical medium for this. You know, I have a dream that Anthony should open a medical medium university because I want to be a professor over there. I'm like, we need a university. There are so many chronic illness that's coming. Let's do a 2-year course and, you know, 1-year rotary internship where we see all patients and we train all the students over there. Like, I have all these imaginations and dreams. And I'm like, you know, we need to go to school and we need to teach the kids. We need to teach in, you know, the universities. Like, I want to do that. Like, that thirst is so deep in me. I don't know when that's going to happen, but I know one day that dream will come true. Like, right now, if someone pays me a salary and says, teach medical medium, I'll quit dentistry. Like, I'll just quit dentistry, you know. The passion is so high in me. Like, I'm not going to listen to anyone, to, you know, whatever it is. This is my life, and I'm so grateful to that.
That's amazing. I think it would be awesome to have a medical medium university too. Because I do think at some point we need something that's more of a formal training program on that bigger level so that we know that people are getting sort of the proper education for the proper medical medium way. But in the meantime, we've got the books. But I think your experience also highlights there isn't just one way to do this.
Yes.
A, we need to listen to our bodies and what they need because it's different for everybody. Yes. And B, it also depends on what we can get and what we have access to. And you had access to that different kind of banana that you're used to eating steamed. And yes. Anthony has said, you know, the healing power of, for instance, a raw banana is stronger than it would be if a food is steamed. And a steamed is stronger than if a food is roasted. And so what your body needed was just to take a little bit of that edge off. It couldn't handle it quite that strong. And that works really well as a transition for you. I love it. It's so wonderful. So what advice would you have for somebody who's starting out on their journey right now?
See, first and foremost, what I would like to say is if you are a human being on this planet, please read at least one medical medium book.
And which one is your favorite?
Liver Rescue.
Liver Rescue.
Yeah. And currently, you know, after the brain books came, that became my current favorite because of the brain issues that it's been. Like, amazing. Like, I really need strong adrenals to read and digest the matter that's in that book. So, you know, I would suggest please read one book. And just remember one thing, that whatever problems you have, your liver and adrenal glands is the main root cause for any issue that you have. Like, you really need to understand that fact. And third thing, you have to surrender yourself to the higher self when things get out of control. You know, don't lose hopes, don't lose trust, and don't give in to the fact that, okay, I have to just keep on taking this medications. There's no other way around. There is a solution for every complicated issue. You surrender yourself to the higher self. The path will be outlined automatically to you. Like, it will take time, but you will see the way out of it very slowly, but it will work, you know, the best for you. Like, you know, what works best for you, that path will be paved out. It may not be the same for someone else. So you can't just compare yourself to someone else saying, okay, he did this, he did that, let me also do this. No, your path might be different, but you will get out of this, you know, whatever shambles you're going through, you will get out of it. Just trust the higher self, you know, and please read one medical medium book. You know, before you leave to heaven, please read one book. That's all, because, you know, this book doesn't reach to everyone. Even if it's lying in that shelf, it doesn't reach to that person. So that's, you know, I feel desperate. I'm like, read it, you know.
Well, I think it's so amazing that all of us who have been so inspired by his work and have healed so much, all we want to do is share it. And I'm in that same boat. Yes. So I'm completely on board with you. It's wonderful. So Nivi, where can people find you on social media? I know you've posted lots of recipes up on your social media. Where can they find you?
So I'm on Instagram with the name healing_medical_medium.
Great. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on here. It's been such a joy to meet you. And I'm so glad we got to connect with this.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me, Kristen. Like, seriously, I'm so blessed and grateful to have come over here and, you know, shared my journey. Like, I'm so thankful for that. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. We all appreciate that you shared it too. There's so many good little nuggets in this. I just love it. Yes. I hope you enjoyed the episode. In the show notes, I've added links for some of Nivi's favorite Facebook groups, as well as a link to where you can find sugarcane juice if you live in the United States. Show notes for this episode, episode number 95, are available through your podcast provider like Apple Podcasts or Spotify if you have followed Quest for Healing, and they're also on my website at carefullyhealing.com/podcast. The next episode, which will be out in 2 weeks, is with Allie Anderson, whom you may remember from episode 58 when we talked through how she helped her young son heal from eczema all over his body. Now she's come back to tell us about the terrifying breathing issues that he faced last year after being triggered by the toxic heavy metals given off from a fireworks show, how this led to recurring hospital visits with no answers from the medical establishment, and how she helped him detox the metals and stop the cycle of breathing problems. So tune in for that in 2 weeks. And if you've been enjoying the Quest for Healing podcast, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you for joining me today on the Quest for Healing podcast. These discussions are not intended to provide medical advice, but rather to give you examples of methods and modalities that you may find interesting, informative, or helpful. Please work with your doctor as you undertake your own health journey. Hey, it's Kirsten. Before I started out on my health journey, I didn't know how poisonous many of the cleaners I used in my home were. Then when I started trying to clean the toxins out of my body, I started to question if the cleaners I was using were just adding back more. And how does that make sense when we're using toxic chemicals to get things clean? So imagine how excited I was when I found non-toxic, fragrance-free, essential oil-free Branch Basics cleaners. Now I use them for many things around my house, including scrubbing my kitchen and bathroom, cleaning my juicer, and as the laundry detergent for cleaning my clothes. Plus, it's also the soap that I use to wash my fruit because it's also sodium lauryl sulfate-free. So check out branchbasics.com. Their starter kits make it so easy to get started, and you can use my code CAREFULLYHEALING, which is all one word, for 15% off your purchase. And because I always want to be upfront with you, this is an affiliate link, so I will earn a small commission if you buy using my code. But I only recommend this product because I love it and use it myself. So if you're ready to start cleaning your home with a healthier cleaner, go to branchbasics.com.